Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. My co-host and partner here at WP Gears, David Blackman, is not with us today. He's actually in transition mode. He's been traveling thousands of miles to a new destination. For those of you that don't know, he is a RVer, and so he tows his RV to different places around the country, and so he's getting settled in, and so he asked me to cover the next couple episodes while he finishes getting settled. We both kind of been in transition mode. I relocated from Texas back to California, where I'm from. And so we both kind of been in this transition period here. So we apologize. We'll definitely be getting the podcast back into its normal routine with both of us in a couple of days. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about why cutting corners never leads to success. Now, obviously, this is something that most people know, they understand, they realize. That you can't cut corners. It's something that you probably have heard since you're a little kid. Cutting corners, it never leads to success. And so I wanted to share a story that kind of illustrates this point really well. It's a little bit frustrating, but David and I had someone that bought our course recently, Divi Business Expert course. If you haven't heard of it, you can learn more on wpgears.com. But essentially, it teaches you how to build a business creating WordPress websites. We're in the Divi community, and so it's kind of focused around the Divi theme. And so it's about the business side of things, how to build a business creating websites. Sites for clients. And so we had someone who bought the course and immediately asked to receive all the episodes all of the lessons up front, which our course, just like many courses out there, is on a drip schedule. So when you purchase the course, you don't get access to everything up front. And he had asked for everything up front right after purchasing the course, or demanded a refund if we weren't able to do that. And so our team kindly explained to him that the reason why it's on a drip schedule is actually for the benefit of the student. Studies show that when students get access to all the course material all up front, they end up bouncing around, picking and choosing different lessons, and then end up not finishing it. And so studies show that courses that give you everything up front have a much, much lower completion rate. And as a result, the student doesn't succeed as well as they would have. They don't see the results that they wanted because they're not following the course guide. They're not following the design of the course the way it was intended to be consumed. And so we explained that not only is it not good from that standpoint, but also the course builds on itself. And so concepts that are taught in the earlier lessons are referenced in the later lessons, and we refer back to different things. And so if you jump around, you will not understand everything the proper way. Additionally, there's a lot of course material. It's I think it's like 30 plus hours of content. And so you can't consume all of that in a super short period of time. You won't grasp the concepts. It's meant to be consumed at a slower pace so that you can fully understand everything. Again, this is not ideas that we came up with in order to publish a course. This is what best practice says for courses, and that studies show that, you know, the way that it's done. It's why college classes and high school and everything is material is stretched across 16 weeks. You can't learn everything. You can't cram. Cramming doesn't work. And so again, just another reason why we have the drip schedule for our course. And then also the course is designed for you to be able to implement as you go along. And so as you're learning it, you're implementing it in your own business. And so we explained this to this individual who purchased a course and immediately wanted to get access to all the lessons up front. And instead, he demanded a refund again. And so we happily gave him the refund. And it was clear to us based on the email that he was saying that he wanted to be able to, he sets time aside, you know, for one weekend to be able to consume the entire course in that one weekend. And so he, that's what he planned to do. And so if we weren't able to provide that, then he just wanted a refund. And so it became clear to us that this individual was simply trying to take advantage of our 14-day refund policy. So like many courses out there, we give a 14-day refund period. So if you take the course and don't like the format, don't like us, and it's not a good fit, then we'll happily give you your money back. And so it became clear to us that this individual planned on consuming the course in its entirety within those 14 days and then getting a refund. And so he wanted to get as much value as possible before getting his refund, which is obviously scamming the system, scamming us, you know, and it's unethical. Technically, that wouldn't be illegal if, you know, we said it was allowed, but we simply have a drip schedule, not to avoid people taking advantage of us per se. That's an added benefit, but it's for all the reasons that we explained in terms of setting our students up for success. And so we want them to be able to consume the content at a pace where they can actually grasp the concepts, implement in their own business, and see results. And so, yeah, so it, bottom line, this person wanted to cut corners, wanted to consume everything all up front. And so, again, not only is it unethical, but it's trying to cut corners, which, again, never leads to success. You don't see professionals that have put in all the hard work and everything explain to people that they got where they to where they were because of all the corners that they cut. You just don't see that. It never leads to success. It only leads to more failures until you eventually learn the hard way that you can't cut corners and need to do things correctly. Now, we don't know without a shadow of a doubt that this individual that bought the course intended on consuming everything and then getting a refund. There's no way to know. So it was either that, or this person wasn't humble enough to listen to people that have come before him and have built up very successful businesses to be able to say, hey, this is the way that we do it, and this is for your own benefit. You need to trust us because you're going to be successful if you follow these things. But instead, he wanted to do it his way, which we told him was not the right way. It's impossible to be able to actually consume all that information and have it be effective in a very short amount of time, in a weekend. That's just not possible. And so either he was didn't have enough humility to learn from people that have come before him that have the success that he's trying to get, or he was trying to take advantage of the system. Either way, it's trying to cut corners. You know, I know a lot of people, even myself, in the past have been stubborn and, you know, heard people saying, you got to do it this way, got to do it this way, got to do it this way. And it's like, nah, yeah, I agree that that worked for you, but for me, I'm going to do it this way instead. And I can look back and see myself in the past doing those things, and it never worked out. And then I had to learn the hard way that the way that they were saying to do it, because they had that experience, they had gone through it already, they had that knowledge, was the right way. And if I would have listened to them, I would have saved myself a lot of time and effort, because cutting corners never leads to success. And we, David and I also see this, we both have product businesses, separate businesses, technically we're competitors, we both create products for the Divi theme framework. David also has some WordPress and WooCommerce products too on his site. And in our businesses, we both see this of people that try to scam us. And again, it's just trying to cut corners, trying to be shady, unethical, unprofessional. And you don't see people building up huge businesses by cutting corners like that. For example, I had someone who bought my All Access Pass membership on my website, Divi Life, which literally gives you access to all of my products. And then a couple days later said, your products are no good. They're not as advertised. I realized that I could get all of the everything that your products do, I can get with some basic custom CSS. And I told him, that's not true at all. Our plugins have a lot of PHP and JavaScript. It's way more than custom CSS. But then I looked at his account and saw that he downloaded literally every single one of the products. You don't typically do that. Usually you download what you need when you need it. That's the pattern that we see with our honest professional customers. And the fact that he had downloaded every single product, even the ones that aren't very popular, that a lot of people don't really download when even when they have the All Access Pass, it was a clear sign that that was his intention from the beginning, was to buy our All Access Pass, download everything, and then make a bogus claim about how it wasn't, our products weren't good and he wanted a refund and stuff. And so, again, just another example of someone trying to cut corners to try to gain success, to try to game the system, and it just doesn't work. So take my advice, do yourself a favor, do things the right way, which oftentimes is the harder way, the longer way, but long term, you will benefit, your business will benefit, you will thrive. It's really the only way to succeed long term. So that's it for today. Join us tomorrow for tomorrow's episode. We're going to talk about a couple of quick and easy tips that you can do to stay extremely organized during your client project. So if you're building websites for clients, definitely want to come back tomorrow for tomorrow's episode as we talk about that. All right, until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.